Time now for Stars of Jazz, a program filled with the exciting and scintillating rhythms of America's own music. And the story of its colorful history is told by the well-known singer-composer and musician's musician, Bobby Troup. And now, here is Bobby Troup.
Good evening. Welcome again to Stars of Jazz. Our principal subject on tonight's program might be referred to as the Jazz King of Beards. The man behind the vibraphone, and behind the luxuriant reddish foliage, is Mr. Kenneth Norville, lately known as Red Norbo, tonight's star of jazz. This gentleman, born by sheer coincidence in Beardstown, Illinois, is responsible single-handedly for the acceptance of the xylophone as a jazz instrument. And not content to rest on the laurels of this accomplishment, Red Norbo has constantly kept pace with changing styles in jazz. As a matter of fact, he has consistently set that pace. Augmenting Red's new Liberty recording group will be the fascinating vocal work of Miss Ann Weldon, a comer in the jazz singing art. To demonstrate at the outset that we are indeed Norvo Riche this evening, here is Red's exciting new group, and from his Liberty album, Vibrations, it's Sweet Georgia Brown. The xylophone is a member of the marimba family, and until not too long ago, the marimba family was to jazz possibly what the Jukes family was to the rest of society. As a group, they were both interesting to consider, but no one really wanted to have too much to do with them. Around the turn of the century, the xylophone gained a fair degree of popularity in minstrel shows and in vaudeville. With mallets aforethought, xylophonists appear on the stage in wide rhinestone-studded sashes and slicked-down hair. They delighted audiences with tinkling renditions of such works as The Poet and Peasant Overture. And to make sure the ticket holders got their money's worth, young Kenneth Norville enhanced his act by accompanying his playing with a demonstration of the dance. Red Norville's brand of xylophone. Mr. Narvo's brand of xylophonics was very big on the Orpheum circuit, but it failed to satisfy him at all. It was the recorded music of King Oliver, Red Nichols, Earl Hines, and others of the early jazzmen, which really caught Red's imagination. So Narvo quit the vaudeville circuit and cast in his lot with other young musicians who were being influenced by jazz. Gene Krupa, Wingy Minone, Bud Freeman, and Benny Goodman. In the years that followed, Red played with Victor Young, Paul Whiteman, and a series of bands that featured the top sidemen in jazz. Through his great musicianship, he made the xylophone an integral part of jazz. And throughout Red's career spanning a quarter of a century, he has constantly gone onward and upward. He handily made the transition from xylophone to vibes. He's forever experimenting, expanding his musical thinking, and keeping abreast of what is new on the jazz scene. Just a short 6 years ago, Narvo adopted a trio format for his music, which was acclaimed for its subtlety and finesse. Lesser men would have been afraid to tamper with success, but not so with Mr. Narvo. Today, Red is typically being different. His new group, with the voicing of two flutes and English horn, is as usual for Red, a true innovation. Just listen as they innovate. It could happen to you. Basic cliches of interviewing vocalists is the question, how did you get started as a singer? Well, in the case of Ann Weldon, tonight's vocal star of jazz, the answer is anything but trite. It seems that back home in Bakersfield, Ann's father taught music in a church choir. Ann was in the choir as a soprano. But when one of the bass singers among the boys didn't show up, Ann announced that she would fill in for him, and she did. This unusual vocal range served the church choir very well. And today, it serves to produce some fascinating sounds in jazz. So, introducing Ann Weldon.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you, Gwen, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across the meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung, and every time I see you, Gwen, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tops running across the meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me.
Well done, Weldon. You know, Ann, most of the vocalists that we've had on Stars of Jazz in the past have started out with big bands and then gone on to their own as singles. Now, you've done just the opposite. You've started out all by yourself as a single. Do you think you've missed the influence of a big band in back of you at all?
No. I think I might say I missed having a good, big, full band in back of me, but I don't think I've missed anything by not working with a band, because I think a band singer's ultimate aim is to become an individual, you know, and I think that they all work to work alone. They all want to sing on their own. I mean, working with a band, you would have to do what the band leader would say.
Oh, those wonderful road trips that you miss, all those one-nighters and
that's
things like that.
That's what I haven't missed at all.
You know, and Sarah Vaughan, just like you, started singing in a church. Do you think there's any kinship between church singing and jazz singing?
Yes, I do, very much so, because music, like any other art, is a projection of emotion, and I think religious songs and jazz are very much kin.
During Rednarvo's tenure with Paul Whiteman in the early 30s, the band featured a vocal trio called the Rhythm Boys, consisting of Harry Barris, Al Rinker, and Bing Crosby. Rinker's sister, Mildred, was the girl vocalist. She used the name Mildred Bailey, and with Rednarvo to inspire her, to accompany her, and at times to disconcert her, she was to become possibly the greatest female jazz singer of all time.
Gee, but it's hard to love someone when that someone don't love you. I'm so disgusted, downhearted too. I've got the downhearted blues. Once I was crazy about a man. He mistreated me all the time.
Mildred Bailey was a natural, effortless singer with a unique sense of jazz phrasing. Rednarvo, what kind of a person was Mildred Bailey personally?
Well, she was a great person and a great artist, Bobby.
Wonderful. I certainly enjoyed her singing. It's one of the greatest of all times. You know, Red, you were the first, but I wonder if you could tell us some other instrumentalists who have since you and along with you gone on to contribute to the acceptance of the vibraphone, the xylophone, as kind of a member of the jazz family of instruments.
Well, there's Lionel Hampton, Terry Gibbs, Teddy Charles. There's a lot of them, a lot of great ones, a lot of really great ones.
You know, I'm thinking back many years ago, Reb, when I first met you. This was back when you had that wonderful big band with those wonderfully subtle Eddie Sauter arrangements back in the late 1930s.
Yeah.
And you know, it makes me aware of the fact that many very famous jazzmen today really got their start with some of your organizations, your orchestras, your small groups and so on. Why don't you tell us about some of those?
Well, let's see. You mean who started with the group?
Some of the men who started with your group.
Well, let's see. Dave Barbara, Herbie Hamer, Hank D'Amico, Bill Miller, who plays piano for Sinatra now. Let's see. Shorty Rogers, Eddie Burt, Flip Phillips, Ralph Burns, Tal Farlow, Charles Bingus.
Tal Farlow plays pretty good guitar.
Yeah.
Well, how about this new group now, on your new Liberty album? What started this? Whose idea was this?
Well, it was my idea, more or less, in the fact that instruments don't so much. In other words, they're soft instruments, and if you ever played in a big band with a vibraphone or a bass or a guitar and tried to hear yourself, it got pretty cranny.
Brett, suppose you introduce some of the members of your band.
Here on the end is Jack Montrose on flute and tenor. On English horn, Bill Kaczynski. And on first flute, Bob Drasden. On guitar, Jimmy Wyable. On bass, Buddy Clark. And on drums, the great Bill Douglas.
And I suppose now we listen to them as the fascinating sounds of Red Narvo's new group, and they now undertake to lend their own new style to Gershwin's fascinating rhythm.
Thank you.
Teddy Buckner and his Dixieland Band.
Listen again next week for Stars of Jazz with America's own music and the story of its colorful history as told by that well-known singer-composer, Bobby Troup. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.